classics. Presenting Merrily We Roll Along, a new cinematic interpretation of the Stephen Sondheim musical starring Jonathan Groff, Daniel Radcliffe, and Lindsay Mendez. Now playing in movie theaters.
It's 6 minutes after 3 o'clock, and you are listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Tom Parkinson, and for Laura Larson this afternoon on All Things Considered. Sunny today, afternoon highs around 54. That's just about where we are now. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with overnight lows near 28 degrees.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KPR is your place. For NPR News, we're at 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia, and online, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists, open Fridays, 1 to 5, and by appointment. Details at CiderGallery.com.
After more than a year in hiding, Venezuelan opposition leader Mario Cano Machado has surfaced in Oslo. As the U.S. sees an oil tanker near Venezuela, more on all of that coming up in 20 minutes. As All Things Considered continues here on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
A Ruel Joyce Doreen Morand recital from this past year with Tango Etudes from Astor Piazzolla, the Irish tune from County Derry, known as Danny Boy, and some variations on the Carnival of Venice for saxophone and piano, featuring sax player Vince Gnojczyk and pianist Ellen Summer. That's coming up at 7 o'clock on Classics Live on KPR. Mostly sunny around northeast Kansas right now, 53 degrees. It'll be cloudy tonight with lows near 28.
Support for NPR is Silicon Valley's man inside the White House. He's long been an industry booster, and now he's the Trump administration's top advisor on tech and crypto policy. In recent weeks, he's defended himself against conflict of interest questions and faced criticism over his drive to undo AI laws. That story on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. from 5 until 9. Your host here at Kansas Public Radio is Matthew Algeo.
Support for KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldridgehotel.com.
The latest news from around northeast Kansas and our region coming up in just a couple of minutes. The time now is 3:30.
Department is likely to appeal this latest order. Ximena Bustillo, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. And for Laura Larson, this afternoon, it's 3:32. Johnson County officials today withdrew plans for a special sales tax election in the spring. This comes after a Kansas judge ruled against the proposal earlier in the week. As Dylan Lyson reports, the county wanted to extend a public safety sales tax.
Johnson County's quarter-cent sales tax for public safety was originally enacted in 2016 with authorization from the Kansas legislature. The county wanted to extend it and use the annual $54 million of revenue for mental health and emergency medical services. But the judge sided with Republican Attorney General Chris Kobach, who argued the tax authority granted by the legislature only allowed the funds to be used for things like construction of law enforcement facilities. Democratic Johnson County Commission Chair Mike Kelly says the county will look elsewhere to pay for the services when it builds a budget next year.
But trust me, they will be funded. We will take care of our public safety services.
The current sales tax is set to expire in early 2027. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
The Kansas Board of Regents has announced a new president today for Emporia State University. Suzanne Perez has more.
In a unanimous vote, the Regents named Matthew Baker as Emporia State's next president. He is currently Vice President of Student Affairs at Northwest Missouri State University. Baker will take over from Emporia State President Ken Hush, who is retiring. Baker says he wants to cultivate a culture of trust and belonging at Emporia State.
A university thrives when its faculty and staff feel valued, its students feel seen, and its leaders listen with intention.
Emporia State made national news in 2022 when Hush fired 30 tenured or tenure-track professors to cut costs. 11 of those professors are suing the university in federal court. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
If major proposed cuts to federal environmental programs pass in January, it could shift the burden of enforcing regulations to Kansas and other states. This is according to a new report by the Environmental Integrity Project, a national advocacy group. Funding and safety for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has held steady for 15 years, but those resources could soon be stretched thin. Jen Duggan is executive director of the Environmental Integrity Project.
These agencies ensure that our drinking water is clean and safe, that the air we breathe is free from harmful pollution, and that our rivers, lakes, and coastal waters remain healthy.
The Trump administration says its proposed budget reins in unnecessary regulation and deprioritizes renewable energy research. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 3:35.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Scott Detrow in Washington.
And I'm Elsa Chang in Culver City, California.
And from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KPR is your place for NPR News. We're at 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City. And, of course, wherever you are, you can listen to us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle near Emporia. Richard Porter believes the financial commitment of listeners makes it possible for KPR to provide in-depth news and music daily, and is proud to support the goals and mission of Kansas Public Radio.
Coming up just after 4 o'clock, we'll have a rundown of the latest news headlines from around the world and around the nation. And then, Democrats are feeling optimistic about their chances to retake the House of Representatives next year. But they're also facing challenges in their efforts to push back on President Trump. We'll hear more about that coming up just after 4 o'clock, and just about 7 minutes after 4. Stay with us for that. Partly cloudy this evening. Overnight lows drop to 48 tomorrow, mostly sunny, with afternoon highs around 40 degrees. And then for tomorrow night, quite cold, partly cloudy, lows near 20. And then Saturday, it'll be around 30 degrees for our high in the afternoon, and overnight lows Saturday night around 6 degrees. Right now, though, it's sunny and 52 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Forward. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
Who exactly is David Sacks? A look at the Trump administration.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. every weekday morning, Monday through Friday. We bring you NPR's Morning Edition here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web anytime. We're at kansaspublicradio.org, or ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock.
I'm Ryland Barton. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Sunny and 53 degrees in Lawrence at 6 minutes after 4.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At 18 minutes after 4 o'clock, you're listening to NPR's All Things Considered here on your place for NPR News. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison. STEM education has grown in influence and importance, but what are the best ways to teach science, technology, engineering, and mathematics?
So if you think about, a fourth grade classroom that's graphing local temperature data, that helps science become real to them.
A University of Kansas researcher on improving STEM education. We'll hear more from her. That's coming up in 20 minutes. On All Things Considered here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
All Things Considered continues until 7 o'clock, and then at 7, Destiny is in with an evening of wonderful classical music for us. It's Tango Thursday, and that's always a lot of fun. Destiny is in at 8 o'clock, actually. It's Thursday, so we've got Classics Live at 7. Destiny is joining us at 8 o'clock, and it's Tango Thursday. We'll hear the great Yo-Yo Ma bring us Astor Piazzolla's Libertango and much more. Great music coming up right after All Things Considered. The time now is 4:20.
Support for NPR comes from
Booster, and now he's the Trump administration's top advisor on tech and crypto policy. In recent weeks, he's defended himself against conflict of interest questions and faced criticism over his drive to undo AI laws. That story tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Start your day well informed with NPR's Morning Edition. You can hear it every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m. Your host here at Kansas Public Radio is Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Arts Center, featuring the Hallmark Movie Party Holiday Touchdown, A Chief's Love Story, December 4th, and The Nightmare Before Christmas Sing-Along on the 18th. Tickets at lawrenceartscenter.org.
Overnight lows dropping to around 28 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Right now it's partly cloudy and 51.
These morbidity and mortality weekly report. They come as the Trump administration has downplayed the need for vaccination and made it harder for people to get the COVID shots. Most parents have long stopped vaccinating their children against COVID. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Stocks finished mixed on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson, filling in for Laura Larson this afternoon. It's 4:32. The Trump administration has proposed a new rule through the Environmental Protection Agency that would deregulate certain Kansas waters. As Kaylin Moore tells us, ranchers see this as a win.
The proposal would redefine certain terms in the Clean Water Act and remove wetlands and temporary waters from protection. The move is seen as a step backward for environmentalists who say this leaves Kansas wetlands and some waters vulnerable to pollution. But Aaron Papelka, leader of government affairs for the Kansas Livestock Association, says all this proposal does in practice is determine whether you seek approval from federal or state authorities.
If you look at the Clean Water Act, it purposely left things to the states.
With this new proposal, ranchers would deal with less bureaucracy to manage lagoons and stock water. Papelka says they would still comply with regulations at the state level. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The Kansas Board of Regents announced today that Matthew Baker will be the next president of Emporia State University. Baker is currently vice president of student affairs at Northwest Missouri State University. He'll be taking over for Emporia State President Ken Hush, who's retiring. Baker told a crowd that higher education is changing and that Emporia State is going to have to adjust to new demands.
Demographic shifts, technological disruptions, and evolving workforce needs require regional universities to adapt with agility. ESU will not sit on the sidelines of that change.
Hush has served as president at Emporia State since 2022 when the university fired 30 tenure-track professors to cut costs. 11 of those professors are now suing Hush and others in federal court. Well, Kansas City will host reigning champion Argentina for at least one match in next year's World Cup. And one local restaurant owner in Johnson County is thrilled. Holly Jackson reports.
Nearly everyone in Argentina is a soccer fan, says Claudia Luna West, owner of Buenos Aires restaurant in Shawnee. She was thrilled to hear her team would play here.
I knew Argentina was going to come to Kansas. I don't know why. Don't ask me why, but I had that. It was confirmed. I was just like, yay, I'm so happy. I'm just so excited.
West is trying to get her family tickets to the game, and she's already fielding questions from Argentina fans planning to visit. Her big dream, though, is that the entire Argentina national team comes to her restaurant for a meal.
Argentina will play Algeria in the first round game on June 16th. Partly cloudy, 51 degrees right now. It'll be partly cloudy this evening. Overnight lows near 28.
From NPR News, this is all.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 4:44. Using local data can make science education more meaningful for students. That's what University of Kansas researcher Imogen Herrick has found. Professor Herrick appeared on a recent episode of the KU podcast, When Experts Attack, where she talked about STEM education with KU News Service's Mike Krings.
You've done some studies where you help teachers use local climate data in elementary.
Hard data, like a data visualization.
Imogen Herrick is assistant professor of STEM education in KU's School of Education and Human Sciences. She spoke with KU News Service's Mike Krings. You can hear the full interview on the KU podcast, When Experts Attack. It's 10 minutes before 5, coming up just after the top of the hour. We've got the latest news headlines from around the world. Also coming up just after 5 o'clock, President Trump has frozen the processing of all immigration requests for Afghans pending a review of security and vetting protocols.
Afghan clients are asking what will happen to us, and at this stage we just don't have any answers.
Many legal Afghan immigrants are growing increasingly worried about their status in this country. More on that coming up in 20 minutes here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
50 degrees right now in Lawrence. Partly cloudy skies expected this evening. Overnight lows near 28 degrees.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate. At progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
Who exactly is David Sacks? A look at the Trump administration's top advisor on tech and crypto policy on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Don't miss Morning Edition. You can hear it tomorrow morning, every weekday morning, Monday through Friday. We bring you NPR's Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Here on Your Place for NPR News, we're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and of course you can listen on the web anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 5 o'clock.
Google a cease and desist letter for using Disney content without permission to train its AI models. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered. Here on Kansas Public Radio, KPR is your place for NPR news.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Partly cloudy later tonight, overnight lows near 28. It's 48 degrees now.
From NPR News. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to All Things Considered here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. We're at 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 Olsburg Junction City, and a number of other frequencies all throughout the eastern part of the state. You can find them all listed on our website, where you can also listen live, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, with an opportunity to shop for holiday gifts at their annual art fair this Saturday and Sunday at the Cider Gallery. Details at lawrenceartguild.org.
A Rule Joyce Doreen Morande recital from this past year with some tango etudes from Astor Piazzolla. The Irish tune from County Derry, known as Danny Boy, I'm sure you know that one, and some variations on the Carnival of Venice. All of it arranged for saxophone and piano. Be sure to join us this evening at 7 o'clock, right after All Things Considered, for Classics Live here on KPR. We're expecting partly cloudy conditions in the overnight hours, with lows dropping to around 28 degrees overnight. Tomorrow, we'll see mostly sunny conditions with highs near 40.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from...
Join us for NPR's Morning Edition. Where else? Right here on your NPR station, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, November 21st through December 31st, now with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org.
46 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:30.
De-escalate and guide people toward real-world support.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson, in for Laura Larson this afternoon. It's 5:32. Kansas Republican Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran voted along party lines on two proposals today to address the extension of Affordable Care Act subsidies. The current subsidies make health insurance plans on the government marketplace more affordable. Kaylin Moore brings us the details.
Marshall and Moran both voted against a Democratic plan to extend subsidies. Marshall wants to get rid of them altogether and invest in private health savings accounts. But he says maybe the underlying problem is that Americans are too sick.
We spend about 90% of our money on health care on 7 chronic diseases. So number one is I need America to get healthier. Number two is we would do these things I talked about. Make patients consumers again.
Some experts say health savings accounts won't address rising health insurance costs. 4 Republican senators voted with Democrats, including Josh Hawley from Missouri. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A new report suggests that proposed federal budget cuts to environmental programs would force Kansas and other states to fill in the gap. Zane Irwin has more on that story.
Funding and staffing for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has held steady for 15 years. But the Trump administration has suggested cutting funding for the Federal Environmental Protection Agency by 55%. That's according to the Environmental Integrity Project, a national advocacy organization. Jen Duggan, the group's executive director, warns that could mean less support for environmental research, disaster preparedness, and public health.
If EPA's capacity to do its job is further diminished, how prepared are our states to shoulder more responsibility for protecting us from these threats?
The Trump administration says its proposed budget reins in unnecessary regulation and renewable energy research. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas Board of Regents announced today that Matthew Baker will be the next president of Emporia State University. Baker is currently vice president of student affairs at Northwest Missouri State University. He'll take over for Emporia State President Ken Hush, who's retiring. Baker told a crowd that higher education is changing, then that Emporia State will have to adjust to new demands.
Demographic shifts, technological disruptions, and evolving workforce needs require regional universities to adapt with agility. ESU will not sit on the sidelines of that change.
Hush, who is retiring, has served as president of Emporia State since 2022, when the university fired 30 tenured-track professors to cut costs. 11 of those professors are suing Hush and others now in federal court. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 5:35.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Scott Detrow in Washington.
And I'm Elsa Chang in Culver City, California. This year...
Lady Lounge, it's a Christmas miracle when we hear Tim Whitmer's Good Time Quartet and guitarist Rod Fleeman. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Celebrate the season on Live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
Always a wonderful time. Don't miss it. We bring it to you here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Coming up just after 6 o'clock, NPR
NPR in Washington will bring us a rundown of all the latest news headlines from around the world, around the nation. Also coming up just after 5, Democrats say they're feeling optimistic about their chances to retake the House of Representatives after winning elections, and President Trump's approval ratings seem to be dropping.
The takeaway is that the Americans do not like what Republicans and Donald Trump are offering. They're rejecting it wholesale.
But obstacles remain for Democrats. We'll hear more about that coming up in 20 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
It's 10 minutes till 6.
MS Now is a source for news, opinion, and the world. Learn more at ms.now. From Heifer International, where people can find gifts designed to make a difference. A goat, chicken, or cow can change the future for a family in need. Learn more at heifer.org/NPR. From Workday, an AI platform to manage HR, finance, and agents that aims to free business leaders from the mundane so they can focus on more meaningful work. Workday, moving business forever forward. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
Who exactly is David Sacks? A look at the Trump administration's
Morning Edition here for you every weekday morning, starting at 5 a.m. Tune in tomorrow morning from 5 to 9. Matthew Algio is your host here at Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute is at 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258 BT in Manhattan, 99.5. Online, find us at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.